Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Monday, May 9th, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. The U.S. announces a religious freedoms accord with Vietnam. Believers assist in flood-ravaged Romania, and Worldwide Christian Schools calls on kids to share the joy. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, Vietnam has dodged sanctions for religious freedom violations by reaching an accord with the United States. Vietnam's prime minister will make an historic visit to Washington next month on the issue, and there is also a good faith effort of releasing religious prisoners in the country and allowing closed churches to reopen. However, Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra reminds us that
a new law on religion was introduced 6 months ago that bans any religious activity deemed to threaten national security or national unity. That law was put into effect only 6 months ago. So what we read and what we see might be two different things.
Dykstra says it's a matter of prayer.
The new ordinance was used to prohibit unregistered church services in private halls, and then we see only last week that this private prayer service in a house church was disrupted by the police. That's why we're very skeptical of what they're seeing right now.
Next, heavy flooding hit northwest Romania, making 3,700 homeless. Called the worst flooding in 3.5 decades, the waters destroyed many bridges and dikes, making many roads unusable. World Vision is concentrating an emergency relief effort on two villages in the worst hit of the 7 impacted counties. Teams are also making plans to reconstruct houses and schools lost to the waters. It's a cup of cold water in Jesus' name to those who've lost everything to the flooding. You're listening to Mission Network News. India's size and diversity makes it one reason why the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is targeting the country with prayer. 1/6 of the world's population lives there, the majority of which is Hindu or Muslim. The country is thought to have more than 600,000 unreached villages, making it a huge mission field. The IMB is encouraging people to set aside a meal or an entire day of meals next Sunday, May 15th, to pray for India. Elsewhere, Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder says a lot can happen in a year. The dream of a vocational training center in Burkina Faso is fast becoming a reality. CWO just broke ground on the project a year after two tribal chiefs donated 10 acres of property for both the center and an orphanage. Yoder explains that such complexes are beneficial to many of the outlying villages.
Not all these kids are orphans, but their families are willing to let them live away from them for a while to get an education so that they can come back to the village and help the people in the village. What we would do is continue that education.
Yoder says the complex could take a while to build. Right now, they're raising the money and looking for short-term teams willing to donate some muscle.
Pray that God will lead us to the right people to be the teachers and leaders. We minister to the whole person and help with their physical needs, and then share the gospel with them as well.
And Worldwide Christian Schools' Steve Goering says Share the Joy is a program geared to show kids how their school could be a part of the missions program in other places. It's an interactive unit that teachers can use in order to get their students excited about what's going on in the Dominican Republic.
The purpose is missions awareness for their classroom. It's an aid for a teacher to be able to know what Worldwide Christian Schools is doing in the Dominican Republic, to learn about the 21 schools that we're assisting there.
Goering says there's a great opportunity for evangelism in the schools.
These teachers are able to have these students at their feet day after day and not only teach them the ABCs, but also bring them the good news of the gospel, which then in turn goes back to their families. But I think it's a nice, unique blend between education and learning for the classroom and allowing them to be involved in supporting a sister school, so to speak.
Goering says as classes or schools begin sponsoring the other Christian schools in the Dominican Republic, they're exposed to the larger body of Christ. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of Chuck Swindoll's book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Transworld Radio, call 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool that will provide answers about why God's own Son was sent to the cross in a way that seekers will understand. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.